That was, of course, Black Oak, Arkansas, Wild Men from the Mountain off the X-rated album from 1975. The Groundhogs with BDD off of Blues Obituary from 69, which I believe was their first album, although they recorded as John Lee Hooker's Groundhogs before that, and then before that, I believe they were called Herbal Mixture. Cheap Trick on vinyl with Clock Strikes 10 off of In Color from 77. Aero Blues from Argentina featuring the guitar of Papo. We heard Tima Solissimo off of the Aero Blues album from 77. And we started that set off way back when in 1971 in Switzerland with a band called Crocodile. And we heard Pollution off of their epic album, An Invisible World Revealed, from 1971. All of which means you're listening to Classic Rock Mind. This is 91.5 WMFO Medford. My name is Mike Conway. We're together for another, 54 minutes. And then Belinda comes in, bubbles in the think tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience in your lifetime. So stay tuned for that. And until then, stay tuned for all manners of obscure classic rock. We have I have another request coming next, and this is on vinyl as God intended.
Tales, and he drank my wine. Me and my magic man kind of feel fine. He had a cloak of gold and eyes of fire, and as he spoke I felt a people.
That was Blood Rock with Fallen off of Blood Rock 2 from 1970. Those guys should have been Grand Funk Railroad, produced by the same guy. Slightly different sound, but quality classic rock that never really made it commercially, unfortunately. Before that, we were in France with Les Variations and Completely Free off the Nader album from 1969. Those guys were a bunch of French Moroccan guys. 1969. Jane from Germany. Yes, Jane. Try researching that band. Jane. We heard Moving off of Here We Are from 1973. And we started that set off way back when, by request, on vinyl, Uriah Heep the Wizard off of the fabulous Demons and Wizards album from 1972. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another 35 or so minutes, gang. So I'm going to stop talking and I'm going to keep playing stuff.
Train, make my way to New Orleans. seven houses soaked in gin to console me. Every day gets stronger. Every day grows and grows. I can't wait much longer. Every day gets stronger. Every day.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Why? The world.
That was Leslie West with Don't Burn Me off the Great Fatsby from 1975. Yes, it's an album Leslie West put out in 1975, The Great Fatsby. And all kinds of people on this, including Mick Jagger. He plays on it. Gary Wright plays on it. Who else? Corky Lang. And that was Don't Burn Me. Before that, Brother T and Family, who were actually the German band Lucifer's Friend, that were actually sort of British and German. But anyway, they recorded under a bunch of different names, one of them being Brother T and Family. They did these sort of one-off exploito albums. We heard Jimmy Crack Corn off of Drillin' of the Rock from 1970. Bakery from Australia gave us Leave Scruffy Alone off of the Memento album from 1971. Those guys were the band for the Australian production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And we started that set off way back when with Mr. Robin Trower on vinyl, as God intended. I Can't Wait Much Longer off of Twice Removed from Yesterday from 1973. And that, my friend, is that set of music. And that means you are listening to Classic Rock Mine on 91.5 WMFO Medford. We have 15 minutes left, and then Belinda comes in with Bubbles in the Think Tank, two of the silliest hours that you will experience anywhere. So stay tuned for that. And we are going to, where are we going? We're going to travel the world and look for Jimi Hendrix. So dig it and dig it deep.
Naughty man, girl. In speed or drive. You tell me some cause. It's a little pain. You say just what deck you for a ride. You just like. So hard to get through to you. Don't need to run over you. Oh, you just slow me down and you think all the time all around town. I'm not there, only so I just don't Abraham. Black girl's club, baby. I can't see you all for fun. But then I can't you see my insidious. Turn for peace to red. Yeah, I guess it don't jumps. Sit on my head.
have it all. Monday till Thursday, you can be found. From Friday till Sunday, I'm always hanging around. But what if my love comes down on a Monday night? I gotta wait till the weekend, till you come back inside. But I don't need no weekend love. I can get it 7 days a week. I just don't want your love at all. I know four nights of the week you're spending with another man. Cause sometimes on the weekend you're always raising sand. But let me tell you something, I don't got tired of that. Cause you know for yourself I don't wear a sign. I don't need no weekend love. I can't get it 7 days a week. I just don't want your love at all. You're always smiling, keep on smiling, showing all the men your G. But I got the bill of sales, and you know it's true that those clothes are wearing belong to me. And I don't need no weekend love. I can't get it 7 days a week. I just don't want your love at all.
That was Chicken Shack with Weekend Love off of 100 Ton Chicken from 1969. Stan Webb on guitar. Woo! Ainsley Dunbar's Retaliation with I Tried off of Dr. Dunbar's Prescription from 1969, featuring the fabulous vocals of Mr. Victor Brox, who was Caiaphas in the original Jesus Christ Superstar. And then we had a couple of international Hendrix covers. We heard the Chico Magnetic Band featuring Mr. Chico Magnetic. We heard Crosstown Traffic from 1973 in France. And we started that set off in Japan with Helpful Soul doing their cover of Little Wing. And that's off of the Helpful Soul First Album, which was called the Helpful Soul First Album and came out in 1970. All of which means we have reached the end of this week's edition of Classic Rock Mine. I will be on in 2 weeks. I'm on every other week, Saturday night, 9 to 11. In between that, you can check out the Facebook page, Classic Rock Mine. And as usual, I try to play something thematic at the end of the show to sort of, you know, bring Belinda into the fold of Classic Rock Mine and fold Classic Rock Mine into Belinda. And
That's just dirty.
Oh, boy. I love doing this show. Anyway, this is the Finchley Boys from the U.S., 1968. And dig it deep.